would like to call this meeting to order for Thursday, February 16th, 2017. It is now 4 p.m. One of our board members, Ms. Susan Hyman, is excused from this meeting for a personal matter. Roll call, please.
Ms. Harmon. Ms. LaSalle.
Here.
Mr. Mitchell.
Here.
Mr. Ripper.
Here.
Ms. Stevens.
Here.
Is there a motion to move this meeting into exec session?
I move that the Board of Education moves into executive session to receive legal advice on the superintendent's contract pursuant to CRS 24-64024B.
Is there a second?
I second.
It's been moved and seconded that this board goes into executive session to seek legal advice on the superintendent's contract. As you all know, executive session requires at least four votes in favor of doing that. Roll call, please. Any further discussion?
No.
Roll call, please.
Ms. LaSalle.
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell.
Yes.
Mr. Ripper.
Yes.
Ms. Stevens.
Yes.
That was the hardest part of the planning of the evening.
That is.
Okay.
The board will now meet in executive session, which is closed to the public. At the conclusion of the executive session, we will reconvene in open session and move to the boardroom. If the board needs to take action on a matter discussed in exec session, we will do so in open session in the boardroom. Otherwise, we will begin the discussion of our study session items. I would also like to note that the Board of Education recognizes Mr. Craig Hess as our board attorney, but also we recognize his dual role in providing advice to the board and the superintendent. Therefore, in this situation, in order to avoid the perception of conflict or actual conflict, we have asked Mr. Jim Branham to provide us with legal counsel on this matter.
All right. Mr. Mitchell, this is Jim Branham. For the record, it's now 4:03 p.m. We're in executive session for the purpose of receiving legal advice. I'm with the law firm of Kaplan and Ernest and provide counsel to the board and to the district. It's my opinion that the discussion we're about to have in executive session will be covered by the attorney-client privilege. I would recommend that you turn the tape recording of this session off at this time.